This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What'd it do?
It's a Monday. That's what it does.
That's Wiggy. A crappy one at that.
Well, why?
Well,
why,
I mean.
Why? Red Sox got you down?
No, not the Red Sox.
Okay.
The Celtics have got me down.
Celtics got you down. Jesus. Well, listen, there are big decisions to be made when it comes to Celtics ownership over the next month or so.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait to hear what you think they should do this morning. Some point on today's show, but it was disappointing the way things ended.
Yeah, now we got to watch Knicks Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals. Ugh.
That team, for whatever reason, when they are not hitting their threes, they have no idea what else to do. And
nope.
you have to explain that to me.
Sounds like the role of a coach.
They have. Well, is it though? Like
yeah.
They're grown men playing a sport that they have played for their entire lives, Chris Curtis.
Yep.
But it's not like these games end and they all go home and don't see each other until the next game. Like there's practices. There's time that the coach who's in charge is supposed to be like, all right, this hasn't been working for us. We've got to switch the way in which we're playing this game if we have any chance of winning.
But the reason why you get there is because of what you do. Like all of a sudden, you're not just going to change your game plan. I'm not saying
change the entire thing. You got to adjust.
But you adjust in the way of
Wait, you played for Bill Belichick.
But football,
if it doesn't work, you don't keep doing it.
But I think football is completely different.
Nope, it's every sport.
No,
you adapt.
And football would be like, you know, if you're a team that really, really relies on passing the football, right? And you run it a little bit, but you're bread is buttered through the passing game, and that's what you do. And if your passing game's not working,
right,
you're going to struggle.
But in your analogy, it would be only 70-plus yard bombs that team throws. No short passes
right.
at all.
Well, but I think the NFL. Right. The NFL
fourth and inches, let's run a flea flicker.
The NFL is so much different in the sense of the way the offense is ran in basketball.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you do. You know, they shoot somewhere between 40, you know, they average about 48. And if you don't hit it, if you don't hit your percentages, this is what you get.
But I don't think I've ever seen a bunch of guys who have played a sport for their entire lives since they were, you know, 8 years old or whatever, who can't adjust. If the threes aren't falling, force the ball inside and at least get away with walk away with a foul.
Like, force it inside to whom?
Force it inside to whomever. Like,
yeah, but,
it's
easier said than done. It's not a rec pickup Saturday weekend basketball.
Well, obviously, it's easier said than done, but then why do you have a coach?
That's not what they
What's
do.
What's the purpose of the job?
I think I've always said this before, the coach in the NBA is really managing egos, getting guys to buy in the system.
What's the system? It's just threes.
No, the system of guys playing into their specific roles. And then
but everybody just chucks up threes.
No, the rules of where they
like
are.
Like Jalen being two.
Yeah, like, yeah, the rules of where they fall on the team. And then the other thing that, you know, we've talked about before, I think with the coach, the adjustment the coach might make is sideline out of bounds plays, maybe a change up your defense from a little bit of man to zone. But the biggest thing, and I've said this before, their job is to really get guys that are superstars and have massive egos to buy into the roles that they're playing, you know, buy into where they need to be. And that's kind of what their roles are as coaches.
In three seasons as head coach of the Boston Celtics, Mazzulla, in two of those three, has lost to inferior teams in the playoffs.
Yeah, well, you know
due to the three.
But I would say this, your star's got to step up. You know, we
I blame
Mazzulla. I put some of that on Missoula's plate, but your star's got to step up. Jaylen Brown can't foul out in the third quarter. Derek White can't basically have a game where he can't hit the side of a bond.
Right. Nothing. It's happened my entire life where coaches get fired for star players underperforming.
I understand that.
Nothing from Friday night symbolizes this whole thing better than you brought up Jaylen Brown. He had the ball by himself. Easy two.
Yep.
But feels the need to step back, put the ball on the floor.
Yep.
So that he can get the three. And Karl Anthony Towns, who had nearly covered everybody on the floor on that particular play, is over there because of the extra time that he is trying to get the three.
Yep.
And steals the ball from him. And that symbolizes it in a nutshell. What is wrong with it?
Yep.
Yeah.
It was so frustrating.
It was so embarrassing.
Oh, man, it was embarrassing. You get your doors blown off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and you also got to put it on, you know, you put some of it on Brad's plate, because when you build a team, if you want to build a team where if the three-point shot's not falling, then you have to build a team that you have another avenue or another player that can go that way.
Well, aren't they building their offense off of what their superstar wants it to be?
I mean, I don't know.
Doesn't that seem like what he wants it to be?
Do you think Tatum likes
the step back fadeaway three. So
yeah, but what about everybody else?
Well, does anybody else have a say over there? I don't know. He's the guy.
Do you think the offense would be better if Tatum didn't take the ball up the court?
The game would have been better if Tatum played. Unfortunately,
I know, but that question.
If he didn't take the ball up the court,
yes, that's
a question. I would rather a point guard, a real point guard.
Right.
Then you could put Tatum in other actions. You could do other things with him.
But don't you think that happens because that's what Tatum wants to do?
No, I think it's because you don't have a point guard. You elected not to get a point guard.
So you think Tatum doesn't want to do that?
I don't think Tatum really cares about bringing up the ball. I don't think he's still going to get his shots.
I just think that Mazzulla, for many times during the regular season, in what you said earlier, he does what superstars on the team want to do. And to me, I this isn't obviously personal. I don't – Joe Mazzulla, I've never met the guy, never spoken to him. The team is not at its best when he is the guy in charge. They won a championship last year, and nobody will ever take it away. But don't allow the Tatum injury to blur what occurred in the second round of the playoffs. With Tatum, you lost this series.
Right.
You fell down 3-1.
Mm.
You lost to the Heat 2 years ago in a pathetic series where you went down 3-0 and Wick Grosbeck was coaching from the owner's seat. The roster is not going to be better next year than it was this year.
Nope.
And it's my guess next year they don't fire Mazzulla. They go 42-40 next year, and then he gets fired. And for me, why not get ahead of it? If there's a great coach out there, begin the process sooner rather than later.
Well, all those coaches get fired. You look at every coach, a lot of the coaches that, and I think I heard Jones and Keith talking about this, that have won championships since 2019, all the coaches been whacked, except for Steve Kerr, I believe. But, you know, Mike Malone, who coached the Denver Nuggets, got whacked. Nick Nurse, who coached Milwaukee, got whacked.
So Budenholzer.
Budenholzer got whacked.
If you were Brad Stevens, would you at least give Mike Malone a call?
If you feel like Mazzulla's not the guy. But I think the NBA, I don't necessarily know,
depends on what Tatum wants. I think Brad Stevens talks to Tatum and says, do you want Joe Mazzulla?
Yeah, but I don't know how, do we know how much Tatum went and said, okay, after Ime got fired, said, go get Mazzulla?
No, but I think, Wiggy, you and I have talked about when it comes to the Bruins, Bergeron could have saved Cassidy. Right. And I think that Tatum is, whether he says get fired or not, he is, it's up to him.
He's got a voice.
The biggest voice.
Yeah, he's got a voice. But I still think Brad Stevens is going to bring in the guy he wants to bring in. He'll definitely ask Tatum.
Well, I'll tell you this. Big decisions loom for Celtics ownership, new and old. And you can talk about that all morning long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. We have a lot to get to on the show today. Curtis, I noticed you were in Maine over the weekend.
Awesome.
One of our listening areas. How was the trip?
It was unbelievable. I love Portland.
Mm. Such good food.
They do have great food there.
The Standard Baking Company in Portland is the best bread I've ever had in my life.
Really? Have never heard of it.
I had never seen it before. Went yesterday morning, got focaccia. There was the line around the corner. It was awesome. We were out at Inn by the Sea in Cape Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
And the James loves urinals. I mean, who doesn't? And so he does this new trick where I'll hold him, he'll go pee, pulls the pants up, and then I start to pee, and then he runs out the door.
Right.
So, and what the hell do you do?
What is a little bothersome is that your father still comes in and holds you.
Well, hey, if he offers, who would decline?
Yes.
It's really fun. The stream gets going, and it's the coolest thing in the world. And we all went to this place, and we're having dinner, and as James runs into the hallway, the GM of the hotel says, "Is this the famous James?" As I turn the corner, and he is a Nick from Inn by the Sea, huge fan of the show.
Awesome.
Great weekend, and the growth of this program continues to rise.
But did he cop the meal? That's what I want to know.
Nothing was free, but who? I mean, I was maybe hoping for a little bit off, but you know, it's fine.
No discount, no family friends discount, huh?
All right, well,
no.
Hello to Nick, and hello to everybody who listens to this show in Maine, and will be there in a couple weeks because it is roadshow after roadshow after roadshow for the rest of the spring and into the summer. And that includes Friday to kick off Memorial Day weekend. We will be on the Cape and we'll be there on Thursday. Courtney and I will hop in our Defenders and we will all head to the Cape on Thursday. And we will see you at the Lobster Trap on Thursday night at the Trading Post on Thursday night for the pregame. And at the Lobster Trap on Friday morning for the second roadshow of this fourth roadshow season. On the show this morning, our leads in about 10 minutes. They said it at 7:20. That is a quick back and forth on everything they said over the weekend in sports. The news with Courtney coming up at 7:45. And that includes how creepy is it? And what a man did in the North End on Friday night may mean that the ladies should avoid the open-toed sandals for the rest of the summer in the North End. Also, some Sheriff Grady Judd audio during Florida, not like the rest of us, and that is all a part of the news at 7:45 this morning. Hill Notes at 9:20, so you can leave one of those now or at any time on the Odyssey app, and it's very simple to do. If you have downloaded the app, then you just look for the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and talk away. Leave us a voice note on any topic, and we'll play the best ones coming up at 9:20 this morning. At some point, maybe somebody has it as a lead, but also over the weekend, Bill Belichick explained CC Gate and why there won't be a Hard Knocks UNC version. Mm. Is anybody doing that as a lead?
No. I was not going to do that as a lead.
Okay. All right. Very, very interesting explanation from Bill. And so we can get to that a little bit later on this morning's show. If you would like to be on, the number to call is 617-779-7937. And that same number is the Subaru of New England text line. So you can text at any point this morning as well. And you can find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. And to get us started this morning, here is Courtney with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Celtics were eliminated on Friday as the Knicks took care of them easily in Game 6. 119-81 was the final. After the loss, it did come out that Jaylen Brown was playing with a partial meniscus tear. Here's Brown on losing to the Knicks.
Losing to the Knicks, you know, feels like death. But, you know, I was always taught that there's life after death, so we'll get ready for whatever's next in the journey. I'll be ready for.
All right.
We had a Game 7 yesterday. The Thunder move on to the Western Conference Finals with a 125-93 win over the Nuggets. So the stage is set for the next round. The Thunder will take on the Timberwolves in the West, while the Knicks take on the Pacers in the East. The Red Sox fell to the Braves 10-4 at Fenway yesterday, but not without a Rafi Devers grand slam.
1-0. Devers swings and launches. Center field. Harris goes back. It is gone! And it is grand from Rafi. And the Red Sox lead 4-3 in the third.
This coming off his first walk-off homer on Saturday. A good weekend for Devers despite Sunday's loss. The guys are off tonight before a home series with the Mets starts tomorrow. In the NHL, it's Panthers, Hurricanes in the East and Jets, Stars in the West. And Scottie Scheffler wins the PGA Championship at 11 under. It was Scottie's first PGA Championship and third major win.
It'll probably fly under the radar, Curtis, but we talked a lot about it during Spygate and at other times with regard to Shohei Ohtani and others. It was interesting that Rory's driver was determined to be non-conforming, and that is the same driver that he used to win the Masters.
Correct.
So... I don't know that many will speak about it, but it's
interesting.
It's very interesting.
He avoided all four media availabilities at the PGA Championship. That's Rory, which was interesting.
Yeah.
And I would say, Greg, you and Rory have that in common because Johnny Egan is also nonconforming. So.
Boy, get your club right, Greg, for the match.
I got to tell you something. I went to the range yesterday getting ready for the match tomorrow. I hit the ball fine on the range, and then it was the first match of the season, Olds v. Youngs.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my buddy Will Spring up against Breece Hill and his buddy Rob Ryan, and I had the worst round of golf I have ever had in my entire life yesterday, Curtis. I could not. I honestly could not hit the ball. It's making me very nervous for tomorrow in the match at Granite Links. I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I don't normally get concerned about a lot of things, but I think I shot 101. We grinded our way to a tie with those two hacks yesterday. So it has me very nervous.
And honestly, Greg, you carry so much with you every day. I mean, you carry the radio station. But tomorrow, you really are our only salvation against Scheim, even more confident. Like, if he wins this match tomorrow... He's going to turn into, I don't know who, he has become this new person. And if he dominates you at the match.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be Ashador Sanders.
I know. That's what it is. The world is, one positive is the world is rooting for me.
Absolutely.
Like, for the first time in my life.
Yeah.
The world wants me to soundly beat Scheim tomorrow at the match. So. All right. Sorry, Courtney.
No, it's okay. I did say that the Sox series starts tomorrow. It is tonight, actually. The home series with the Mets, 6:45 first pitch. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Perfecting the Art of Fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:45 for the MassMutual pregame show. And just one thing about the Rory situation, Scotty did talk to media and say that his driver had an issue in the beginning. He didn't play with it, but he had the same issue, and he said that they should be checking all drivers before every tournament, so.
All right.
Golf has never missed Tiger more. Like, I'm trying to watch that yesterday, get back from Maine, and it was like, even when it was tied up briefly with Rahm and Scheffler, like, it's just no drama. There's literally, I don't know, I could not keep my eyes on it. I found it, usually the Sundays, the major, I'll sit and enjoy it. Just a total dud.
And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Maloney did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thanks, Courtney. 51 degrees in Boston. Feels like 42, though, out there. Afternoon high of 60.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Chime is off today. Jackson filling in, and College Tom on Jackson's duties when it comes to call screening and the assistant producer role this morning. Are we giving Curtis, I will leave this up to you. Are we giving College Tom a lead this morning?
Oh, sure. Why not? I will never be one to box someone out.
He graduated yesterday. I think he should.
Oh, he did.
He graduated yesterday. So he's really not called. He's just Tom now.
Yeah. He's real life Tom?
Real life Tom.
Okay.
That is it.
All right. Well, we will get to the leads momentarily on a Monday.
Oh, and but speaking of leads, can I introduce a possible segment for each of our road shows, which begin Friday in Bourne?
Yes.
We all love the guest leads. They've been good.
Okay.
But they can be clunky.
Okay.
What if we, instead of a guest lead or as on top of a guest lead, we do trivia about the Greg Hill show with a listener that's there. They could take on Wiggy because I don't know who listens more. Or we could do something to that effect where we have all the merch for the road show where the winner gets the hat or the shirt or whatever. So we could have a back and forth about, because these are the super fans.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So, like, questions about things that have occurred on the show.
Right.
Over the last 6 years.
Right. Like, what was the name of the reporter that Courtney used to get a big story wrong?
Ooh, I like it.
I like it.
It's a good idea.
And then we can, as a prize, it can be one of the limited edition Roadshow trucker hats.
Correct.
If you would like to do that. Okay, I'm for that.
Okay.
And they will go up against Wiggy.
I don't know. I figured.
Or we have two up against each other.
I like the two going up against each other. Good call, Courtney.
This is why we do. This is why going to work is important.
Wiggy, it's because you don't remember anything.
I don't.
You've smoked yourself into a massive memory loss situation.
I was going to say you don't want to take away a free hat from fans, you know?
He wouldn't win one.
Well, I know, but he would lose on purpose, to help them.
Yeah.
No,
and it would be Fernie Box giving away 20 grand. I don't mind going up against somebody then.
I just think your memory sometimes is not great.
My memory is not good at all.
Well, like our former president, he had his good days and bad days.
What country were we in last week?
I remember that. I remember that. Bermuda.
Good. All right. I like that idea, Curtis.
All right, good.
Roadshow number two happening on Friday morning at the Lobster Trap in Bourne. And my guy Dave, who owns that place, will put on a full spread. Guarantee that it will be done right on Friday morning. So we cannot wait to see you on Friday morning and the night before for pregame Thursday night at the Trading Post, also right there in Bourne. But Jackson, let's get right to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Good one, Jackson. That is Beck and Loser and Leads this morning, brought to you by Subaru. And you can find your authorized Subaru retailer when you visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Find your Subaru there or at any New England Subaru dealer. Alternate idea, Curtis. I love the Greg Hill Show trivia at the road shows, but also on the Subaru of New England text line, a suggestion that we could play Would Wiggy Chug It?
Yeah.
which might also be fun.
I'm not a beer drinker, so I probably wouldn't chug much.
Well, it could be anything.
But I wouldn't chug. I'm very picky when it comes to
What you're
food.
Gonna chug.
Yeah, and what I'm going to chug. I'm not an IPA guy, so.
No, you like the flavored Crown Royal.
Crown Royal, yes, the flavored Crown. I'll chug that. Yeah. I'll do
you
the
like
Syrah.
Fruity drinks.
Yeah, I don't mind fruity drinks. Yeah, I don't mind fruity drinks. Pause.
Yeah. You're sort of, you're very fruity when it comes to your drinks.
Yeah.
You like a good Aperol spritz.
Yep, I don't mind that. But I like my liquor to have a little bit of flavor to it.
Yeah.
So, because I don't like to put anything in it, so I like it on the rocks. So when I drink Crown, the salted caramel is the best, but
that's
they're
the
hard to
flavor.
Find.
I thought you liked the apple one.
I do like the apple, but the blackberry is the other one, they're hard to find.
Okay. All right, Leads this morning now. Jackson, good morning.
Good morning. My lead is yet another, either am I the a-hole or is it a douche move? Because I had a situation on Friday, boy, that it got under my skin.
Oh.
So I left here after producing the show, having a great show, and happy as, it's Friday. I'm feeling good.
Right.
I'm down the street, and I won't say the name of the restaurant because I'm not going to be that much of a D. But so I go to park. There's a smoke shop in Washington Square.
Okay.
And I'm going to get a thing for my vape.
Okay.
And I go in and I ask a question. I'm in there maybe 2.5 to 3.5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And I parked in the parking lot across the street that, mind you, there's plenty of signs that say parking for Dunkin' Donuts in this business only.
Uh-huh.
There
are signs.
There are signs.
Okay.
And I was there for, three minutes. And I go out, and my car's on a tow truck.
Damn.
And the guy is like, he's obviously not going to put it down. He's like, I'm just doing my job, man. I'm like, come on, it's Friday. I'm getting out of work, and I'm feeling good. This is not going to make my weekend good. And I eventually got the guy to put the truck, put it down, except I had to pay him $60.
Okay.
So here's where I'm wondering if I'm the douche. I go into the restaurant who called the tow truck, and
oh my god!
Let's just say I had some not very kind words for him. And
no swears. I would love to have. We can't give an accurate response about it being a douche move or not if you don't give us exactly what you said.
I I walked in and I said, come on, man. I mean, I'm a working guy just like you. Did you really have to do that? And he goes, people park there all the time. I've seen you park there before when you went to the store. And this is the weird thing. He cited my old car. He goes, I see you in that Chevy now, and then I saw you in the Chevy SUV a couple of months back or whatever it was. Mm. And so I
habitual use, offender.
I'm using like, F-bombs. Yeah. I'm calling him an a-hole.
Right. Oh, okay.
And
did right, you drop the Greg Hill show?
No.
All right.
But I did go in after. So after I got my car back, how it all started was, I opened the door, I yelled in the place, I said, excuse me, I'm just letting you know I'm going to go for a leisurely coffee at Dunkin' Donuts next door, so do not tow my car. And they said, please get off the premises, sir.
Right. In the Twitch chat, a question about whether you called the National Transportation Safety Board on them, you called the police on the dollar
store. Yeah, you should have called 911.
No, I'm not going to waste anybody's
time
like that.
Jack, you were saying you were so on point. Like, it was Friday. You were feeling good. You produced a good show. You got off with only $60 you had to pay the tow truck. That's way better than the $250 you'd probably have to pay if you had to go get it.
You're right.
And
the guy did me a solid by letting me do that, which was cool because he said it would have been like
$120. Jackson, available
at the time that my car was getting towed? Yes.
That doesn't matter. Like, obviously the restaurant, they own it.
Yeah.
They own the spots, and they want the spots.
Yeah, that's a
to
douche
for,
move by the restaurant.
By the restaurant?
Yeah, it is.
They have signs up.
I get they have signs up. Like, I could see if Jackson's car was out there for an hour. If it's only out there for, like, 2 or 3 minutes, he's running.
But if he does it, and Jackson, I love you, but I doubt you do it, like, once a month. If this is the smoke shop that you usually go
to. No, it's not. It's the first time I've ever gone to the smoke shop, actually.
Wait, so then the guy was lying in the restaurant?
I'm sorry?
The guy was lying in the restaurant?
Yeah, no, I've been there before, but not to go to the smoke shop.
There's
another store that I've gone there a couple times.
You're in and out.
You go to the sex doll place, right?
Yeah. No, but the thing is, so the smoke shop is across the street from the restaurant. You can see, if the guy was looking out the window, you can see me get out of the car and walk across the street.
But when you normally,
is this right by Doors Liquor?
Yes.
But when you normally park
that's
there.
That's a good restaurant.
Jackson.
I love that place.
Yeah, well, he's a douche.
Jackson. Jackson, when you normally park there, are you in and out in less than 5 minutes?
Yeah, when I've parked there before,
Yes, okay. All right.
Okay, Wiggy, if the guy, how many spots does the guy have for his restaurant?
Probably. I'll say 10.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, that's
so
it.
If people are in and out all day long for 5 minutes, going to a smoke a vape shop or... He can't do any business.
There's nine on the spots. It's
and
not
this
like there's one spot.
I'm completely on the owner of the restaurant side on this.
Yeah, that's okay.
Hey, man, I asked, you know.
And that restaurant is a big to-go restaurant. Like, it's not as – I'm sure at lunchtime their customers are almost all people that will park briefly, and if they don't see a spot, they won't pull into parking.
Yeah, but if there's nine other spots available, Jackson said there was
it takes 10 minutes to call a tow truck. I don't know how this is evenly possible.
I don't know how it's possible either. It's incredible. It was
incredible. The tow truck was probably there getting other cars. Like,
somebody says that they know the place you're talking about, and they have a tow truck on call right next door.
Yeah, I believe it.
Okay, well,
hold on a second. This is Joe. Morning, Joe.
Good morning. Jackson, I love you, but come on. That's wrong. You can't do that. If anybody does what you do, the guy can't run a business. He's got signs all over the place. It looks like you're a habitual offender.
Yeah.
Jackson, come on.
I've done it maybe
three
or four times on a Friday, like over the last year, you know?
It's the man's way of making a living.
I hear you.
You're interfering.
But he's taking money out of my pocket.
If there's other spots, if Jackson pulls up and there's nine other spots and he's in and out in less than 5 minutes, shouldn't be a big deal.
It was less than, if it was more than 5 minutes, I definitely understand it. But it was literally less than probably 3.5 minutes at most.
Yeah, it's like it's the people who take their jobs or they turn into Paul Blatt, whatever the hell's name. Mall car. It's like yesterday at the Red Sox game.
You remember Paul Blart's name, all people.
It's 10-4 in the Red Sox game. It's the ninth inning. So my two boys, I go sit at the front down, like right behind home plate, because, you know, you want to experience what.
Right.
And then what does some 20-something security kid do? Walk down there and is like, oh, you can't sit here. The game is over. Everybody's kind of left. And it's like, don't take your job that serious.
And I mean, And I know I was in the wrong by parking there. There is signs. It's clear. Yeah, like, by the letter of the law, I'm wrong. But you got to be a decent person. Yeah. Like, I'm not, you know, like I said, I'm a hardworking guy. I'm not trying to screw anybody over.
If you're going to be an a-hole, give Jackson 20 minutes.
But was he being an a-hole, or was Jackson being an a-hole for going in there and cursing him out?
I was an a-hole for going in there and cursing him out. But I felt like...
What did the people in the restaurant say? Like, were they, because they must have heard you screaming.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, Courtney.
There's not a lot of parking around.
And
there,
I wasn't
though.
Really it's screaming. Stopped. I was just like, dude,
he
come
said,
on.
Jackson said there's 9 other spots available. If the guys.
The people in the restaurant said, soup kitchen is next door, sir.
And I get you cussing them out. Yeah, is that wrong? But at that point, you let your emotions get you.
Yes, you're right. I let my emotions get ahead of me.
But he knew the cars you drive, so obviously he's
stopping. Obviously he has a bug in his head and up his ass about people parking there. And
of course.
But if you only have 10 spots, then you're watching those 10 spots if you're the owner, so to make sure that your customers can go there.
And like I know Curtis said it's a pickup place, but if you are going to pick food up there, you call and order ahead of time. You don't just stop there and say, oh, I'm going to go in there and pick something up.
No, you can order it like it's a Greek place. They have a bunch of stuff that you can just order. They make it in 2 minutes and you leave.
You know why Coach is defending him, right? Because he's a guy who parks in spots that are reserved for
other people. Yeah, I do it.
I mean, like I said, I know by the letter of the law, I was wrong.
I would do the same thing Jackson did.
If I remember correctly, you got your own... handicapped.
No, blocker. It wasn't mine. It was my mother's. But I would do the same thing Jackson did. If I was in and out in literally, you know, 5 minutes, and my car was on the back of a tow truck, I would have an issue too. Like, seriously, there's 9 other spots. Like, that's it.
It takes a while for you to get the tow truck, you know, the car up on the
right. But this is one of those scoopy ones. It scooped it right up. It was quick.
Do you have a spot in your building in the city now that you're a city wiggy?
Yeah, I got a spot, but I pay for it.
How would you feel about somebody parking in it for, you know, a good 10 minutes every...
If I pulled up to my spot and I literally waited 5 minutes, I would probably just say something.
But what if people were in and out of it all day long?
Right.
Well, I mean, but if I had...
If he's not there, what's it matter?
Yeah, if I'm not there, I got no issue. And if I had 9 other spots, I'd be like, all right, no big deal.
All right, well, Jackson's lead done. We will get to a lead from Chris Curtis. Tease on the topic, Curtis?
The demise of a once great city that is our rival.
Mm, okay. All right. Curtis's lead, Courtney's lead, Wiggy's lead, my lead, still to come on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Scheim is in flex mode again this morning, but he will be back tomorrow for the match at noon at Granite Links. And I believe that we can have a gallery. So I'll get confirmation on that. And if you want to take your lunch break and watch me attempt to put Scheim in his place, that will happen tomorrow. But we have leads left this morning, including one because I promised for the artist formerly known as College Tom, who graduated yesterday, as Courtney pointed out, now known as Real Life Tom. Hello, Real Life Tom.
Good morning, Mr. Hill. Thank you very much.
Graduated from?
Curry College.
Curry College.
All right.
With a degree in broadcasting or broadcast journalism?
Communications
or?
Major with a concentration in radio and TV, magna cum laude, and Alexander Graham Bell Honor Society.
Ooh.
Excuse me.
I was dripping.
And you would like to get into radio?
Yes, this is the dream. I can't think of a better job to sit around and talk sports.
Okay.
There's no better job.
You want to work here?
I love this station. I was a fan of this station. I've talked to Ken, boss man Laird.
Uh-huh.
We've had the conversation.
What did you say to Ken?
I told him there's no restrictions now. I don't have to worry about classes, anything like that. However many hours you can give me, I appreciate it. If there's anything I can do to kind of work my way on the air.
Ooh.
Any tips you have,
anything.
Please let
me
know.
You're willing to do anything.
Anything.
Unlike Rafael Devers, you are willing to play any position. Am I correct
if
about
Ken
that?
If Ken needs me to play first base, I'll put on the first baseman.
You will. Okay.
And
all right,
this is
excellent.
What Ken said. We love that. We love the go-get-it attitude.
What do you have over there?
So I was cleaning out my office at the on-campus radio station, and I found a few old WAAF bumper stickers.
Oh.
Where's the camera?
Oh.
Kind of help out Twitch Mitch.
Curtis, remember the days of bumper stickers in radio?
Oh.
I mean,
who doesn't love a good bumper?
Those are cool.
Look at that one. It says, "We want the cup." And that's from 20 years ago, and we still want the cup.
So I figured you would like these more than me.
Yeah. Maybe I'll throw them up behind us here. Look at that. Boston's rock station. WAAF, Curtis.
All right. Love it.
Well, thank you for those. I can have these?
Yeah, of course.
Very nice. Okay, your lead this morning.
So I want to say thank you to this Boston Celtics team. A lot of changes are coming in the offseason. A lot of these guys won't be here probably next season. And this is the first real Boston sports team that I feel like is one of mine. At 21 years old, I missed coaches' glory days growing
yes.
up.
Yes.
I missed those. I didn't get the early Red Sox. I didn't really get the 08 Celtics. I was 5. This really feels like the first Celtics team that is mine. I know when Tatum was drafted. I remember when Brown was drafted. I know when all these guys got here. So I just want to say thank you. I love this team. Going to the 2021 NBA Finals when they lost to the Warriors was the greatest experience of my life with my twin brother and older brother. So I just want to say thank you for all the memories. This was a really special team to me. So I just want to say thank you, and I know you guys want to all be here. And Jason Tatum, I love you. You're going to be back better than ever.
Okay. Right.
I love that.
There you go. Thank you to the Celts.
You're so right, though. I think, like, for a lot of Gen Zers, because you're a Gen Z.
I have no clue.
I think you're Gen Z.
Right.
Like, Gen Zers, this is their team.
Right.
These are their guys. So that's,
And he's still young enough where he hasn't gotten to that grumpy, anal point of, like, I love this team, but this team sucks.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Choke out. It's like, okay. He's not there yet.
I'm right here.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Real Life Tom. Well done. Great.
Good job,
lead.
Tom.
Thank
congratulations.
You.
All right.
Curtis. You.
Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So I would just like to bask in the absolute pathetic reaction by New York fans to winning the series Friday night. shutting down the street, chasing down some random guy in a Halliburton jersey into the middle of, like, Fifth Avenue.
You climbing, beat us. Climbing the streetlights and the billboards and such, yes.
During the 90s, we would say Yankees suck at a graduation. We were obsessed. I was obsessed. When the Red Sox were eliminated, Eddie Andelman led the charge. We all rooted for the Yankees so we could have a Yankees elimination party. I am so happy that they now are what we were, that they are obsessed with Boston. They are obsessed with the Celtics. They are obsessed with the Patriots and winning and doing anything that is closely resembling a championship run. But the Knicks will not win a championship, and they will forever be clowns for dancing through the streets for beating a Tatumless Celtics in six games. Just an absolute pathetic display by the Knicks, by their fans, to do that. The way in which, like, Chalamet's, like, getting out of his car, like, the United States just won World War II again. Like, it is pathetic.
It was a little ridiculous.
They sent their radio show from the Fan to Boston. They're trying to, like, get under our skin about the Knicks winning. They suck. The Knicks will not win a championship. And seeing New York be the insecure little brother is almost worth the Celtics loss. Not quite, but
I hope the Pacers sweep them.
It was a great consolation.
I think the Pacers win that series, don't you?
I think it would be a good fought series. Like, you know, the Pacers are a good basketball team, but, you know, they're not a, I wouldn't say that. I bet the Knicks are probably the favorite in that series. So I think it's going to be a good series. I hope the, but whoever they run into in the Western Conference, which I ultimately think will be Oklahoma City, is going to blow doors on them.
All right, Curtis, great lead. Thank you. We will get to Courtney's lead and Wiggy's lead and my lead coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.